He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It's August the 9th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, let's see. Market about even right now. We're just slightly in the red. We have the Dow right now down 7 points. We're at 15,490. We have the S&P down a buck. The S&P is at 1,696. That's going to take a little work here between now and the end of the day to get this thing back above 1,700, where it was last week, but still, you know, we're at or near all-time highs in the market. The NASDAQ is down one, almost two right now, to 3,667. We have the 10-year yield at 2.59%. That seems to be where interest rates want to settle in right now, right in that 2.6 area, which obviously is a lot higher than it was a year ago. Gold is up $5.80 per ounce. Gold is at $1,291. I see a headline on Yahoo Finance, the gold bear market is not over yet, at least according to some guy named Hochberg. I hope he warned people to get out. I hope he's not saying to get out now, because the time to get out of gold was about a year and a half ago. Oil is up 10 cents this morning to 104.47, and we have the euro locked in at about 1.33 right now. It's actually been a pretty quiet week after those record highs in the market from last week. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president and the chief portfolio manager. I'm the guy that pulls the triggers on the buys and sells and makes the final decisions here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm telling you what, it's been a big week for us. In fact, 3 days in a row now, we've had stocks. You know, we only own 25 stocks in the aggressive growth account. That's it, 25. And I aim to own the best 25 to 30 in the entire market. We've had a string now of 3 days in a row of stocks in that account. That's 12% of the portfolio, right? Three stocks that were the biggest winners in the market. And Wednesday, we had, I think, the second biggest winner in the market in the form of Santarus, S-N-T-S, which we've owned since May. I found Santarus using my app, even though it's right here in my backyard of San Diego, and I've passed it many times. I guess I tend to not look up. I keep my eyes on traffic, on the road, or for the next Jack in the Box, or In-N-Out Burger. Santarus was the biggest winner in the market, second biggest winner on Wednesday, and it continues to be at or near new highs. It's now a double for us in that account. On Thursday, we nailed Dexcom, which coincidentally, I mean to tell you, it's a coincidence. It's also a San Diego company right here in my backyard. I liked it because they work on diabetes drugs, and I also liked it because it was showing up in the top 50 in my newsletter or in my app. And I was watching. I thought, wow, this thing looks really, really good. And I bought it when it broke out back in May. I see it's up again today. Yesterday it was, I believe, the second or third biggest winner in the market. And I'm talking out of 3,500 to 4,000 stocks that I follow here. And now today, third day in a row, NPS Pharmaceuticals, NPSB. who develops treatments for endocrine, gastrointestinal, skeletal, and central nervous system disorders. I think I've had every one of those things at some time in the last couple weeks. NPSP is up today, double digits, 17%. 14% right now. It's like in the top 10 of biggest winners in the market. Are you getting my newsletter? I'm telling you, if you just got the newsletter last Friday, there's three right there in addition to other huge winners that we've had this year. Look, I don't do anything magic. I don't have any inside track to the CEOs at these companies or to the FDA that's doing the monitoring their drug candidates. I just look at my app. The app tells me all kinds of things. It separates out and it ranks from amongst 3,400 different stocks. We're closing in on 3,500 now. And it simply ranks them. You know, I spent some time as a momentum investor in the late 90s. Investors Business Daily, Can Slim. Current earnings, annual earnings, new highs or a new product, shares outstanding, leader or laggard, institutional ownership, and the market. All those letters spell Can Slim. But I noticed something wrong with Can Slim. I would say my investing life was changed when I met a couple of mutual fund managers that had more of a value tilt. And they taught me how they value stocks, how they put a valuation on stocks. And I started using their formulas on my Can Slim stocks. And I found it was not a can of slim at all. There was nothing slim about it. They may have been going up and they may have been performing, but they all had valuation concerns. And of course, in the year 2000, we had one of the biggest bubbles in the history of mankind. It was the NASDAQ bubble. It was the stock market bubble. It was the dot-com bubble. It was the IPO bubble. It was stocks that were trading at PE ratios, price to sales ratios, price to book value ratios, price to cash flow ratios that had never been seen before in the history of the market. But we were being told by analysts on TV, like Henry Blodgett, that it was a whole new era. Not to worry about it. We're now in a new paradigm. We're in the internet era where valuations go out the window. Because there's no more bricks and mortar stores. They just send it to you right out of a factory, right from the factory, right from the warehouse, and save a lot of money on the middleman. Well, it turned out that valuations did matter because the NASDAQ that was trading at 5,300 ended up somewhere around, what, 1,500, something like that? Henry Blodgett, valuations did matter, and all of the other analysts that were telling us that valuation didn't matter. And I spent some time as a value, studying the value methodology of some of the famous value investors. Did really well. 2003 was one of the best years ever for value investors, 2004. But that had a problem. A lot of undervalued stocks are dogs. Why do you think BlackBerry is trading at such low multiples right now? Why do you think Nokia is trading at such low multiples right now? Because they're dogs. Why is JCPenney trading at such low multiples? Because they're lousy stocks. They're floundering. And I said, you know what? I'm going to sit down here. I had a spreadsheet at that time that I had all valuations on all these stocks in the market. And I said, what if I tinker with this thing and come up with a way to include valuation into the momentum strategy and include momentum into the valuation strategy? It made perfect logical sense to me. I'm a logical kind of guy. You know what? I could get fooled once, you know, but fool me twice, shame on me. I just try to apply logic to big situations that are hard to figure out. Let's apply a little bit of logic. Let's ferret out all of the best performing stocks and then let's even narrow them down even more until we find the best performing stocks that still make sense from a valuation point of view. And I came up with what I call the Best Stocks Now app. And it was never meant to be for the public. It was for my use. And I said, you know what? I love these apples and these apps. I'm going to make an app and I'm going to help people become better investors and open their eyes to the real world of investing, at least as seen through my lenses. And that's what I do every day. The app crunches the numbers. My formulas have been embedded in there for years. And we come up with stocks like Santaris, like NPS Pharmaceuticals, and like Dexcom. What will we come up with next? Who knows? But we'll keep trying. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And of course, that's the name of the show, Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, but that's what we strive to do. I make no claims. I make no promises. You judge for yourself. We're going to apply the same theories and the same formulas every day to the markets and see what we come up with. And not only the small picture, but the big picture. Man, I'm telling you, I've proven to myself just that mix of bonds versus stocks at any given point in time is absolutely vital to the performance of your portfolio over time. The name of the app is Best Stocks Now, because that's where the theories and the formulas came from. And the name of the newsletter every week is Best Stocks Now, because I strive to place the best stocks that I can find, in my opinion, through my lens of the market. You go listen to someone else and they'll be completely at the opposite end. I'll be at the North Pole, they'll be at the South Pole with their opinions. Guys like Peter Schiff, completely Schiff, at another end of the universe from where I stand right now on the market. And I let you know where I stand each and every day. I put my neck on the line. It goes both ways. All these stocks that I talk about could be turkeys and be getting clobbered, you know, penny stocks or whatever. But I think we've turned up some pretty good winners here so far this year. The newsletter will show, comes out every single weekend. The newsletter will show that as of last Friday, the aggressive growth Best Stock Now portfolio, which consists of 25 stocks, was up 26.9% after all expenses. Before expenses, it was up almost 29%. I don't know where it's going to be when we tally count the beans today, but we've had a pretty doggone good week with three of them being the biggest winners in the market this week. Crazy! This is nuts. Almost the biggest winners in the market. Dexcom, Centaurus, and now RPS, NPS, Pharmaceuticals, NPSP. You ever have one of those senior moments? NPSP, okay? I want to go back in time here. Can we do that? Yeah, we'll get into our time machine and we're going to go back to April 5th. Actually, April 19th of this year. Okay, we were happy. We had filed our tax returns or filed for an extension. Accountants were busy winding down, probably on vacation. We had the baseball season underway. And there was a stock that was showing up in my database. And it was yet another biotech stock. Okay, as I look back now in history, let's look here at the app. If I make a comment on a stock, which isn't very often, I either have to send out a tweet or I have to feature it on the radio show here. And if I do, we put it in the app database. And in the app database, it shows up at the bottom of the app. Okay, I started to zero in on NPS on April the 4th. I said another biotech is attempting a breakout. NPSP. On April the 5th, the very next day, I said NPSP continues to attempt a breakout. Biotech's holding up very well today. And, you know, that was probably one of 10 tweets that I sent out that day after looking at some 3,500 stocks. So that's pretty significant when I send out a tweet on a stock. On the 10th of April, just 5 days later, I sent out another tweet. NPSP is going ballistic. Gunderson A-rated stock. I bought it on April the 19th. I featured it on the show on April the 9th. And you can tap on the app or you can go to my website and look at the good stock, bad stock page, and you can listen to what I had to say about the stock and why I liked it back then. It was took 3 minutes and 48 seconds to analyze it. Then I analyzed it again on May the 13th. I said, check out the chart of NPSP. And I did another analysis. I did another analysis on May the 22nd. And then I put it in my newsletter on April the 19th of the year 2013, this year, obviously. At the time, the stock was trading at $12.87. And it was roughly in my top 200 stocks. You can also look at the ranking history. You can look at where the stock is ranked currently, which is number 158 out of 3,485. You can see that 1 week ago it was number 207. 1 month ago it was number 164. 2 months ago it was number 91. 3 months ago it was number 115. Now catch this, 6 months ago it was number 2,210. I had no interest in it when it was 2,210. But when it entered into my top 200, look out. And then I started watching the chart on the stock. And I picked a point that I thought was a good entry point. That was on April the 19th. It was $12.87. Today, with the move after their earnings report yesterday, the stock is trading at $22.21. That translates into a 73% gain since April the 19th. How did I find the stock? The CEO called me, right? Yeah, right. Uh-huh. I heard about it on Jim Cramer's show, right? No. That's the last place I would have heard about it. I heard about it in the Wall Street Journal. No. I heard about it on Forbes or Barron's. No. It showed up in my app. And I said, what the heck is going on here? Did a little research, found out what they were doing. Looked at the performance of the stock, looked at the chart of the stock, and I was convinced. Now, let's look at the other two from this past week. Centaurus, I picked that one up on January the 18th of this year. I found it the same exact way. Centaurus at that time was trading at $12.51. Today it's $26.11. It's up 109% since purchase. Let's look at Dexcom. Dexcom is not up as much as the others, but it's certainly on its way to doing some big things. Dexcom is hitting $27.04 today. Since Dexcom was added to the newsletter, Dexcom is up, you don't want to do that, Bill, on your spreadsheet here, because that'll mess things up. Let's try that again, $27.04. That translates into a 36% gain so far in Dexcom. And, of course, we've had a lot of others, and we've had our share of stocks that haven't worked out. That's how I found NPS Pharmaceuticals, and I still own it today. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. We're broadcasting from a beautiful San Diego today. It's a little bit overcast and cloudy and cool, like 69 degrees, you know, here in Arizona. We were in Phoenix last weekend, 108. Woo, boy. But, you know, it's a dry heat is what they always say. It's a dry heat. And I got out on the harbor yesterday a little bit and did a little bit of fishing. It was just too windy. Man, when the wind's blowing it just ruins the fishing. But we managed to get a couple of halibut, which are tasty. We're going to talk about Priceline right now. How many times have I talked about Priceline.com being one of the greatest stocks of the decade? Better than Apple. What? You're crazy, Gunderson. You can Google my name, Bill Gunderson, and Priceline.com and see how many articles I've written. Now, I'm watching CNBC in the background here, and they've got a couple of analysts. Look at them. They look sharp. They got their ties and their suits and their button-down collars, and they're asking them about Priceline. And I'll bet they were writing articles about Priceline. I've been writing articles about Priceline. It was in my book when I selected the 53 stocks to write about at that moment in time. That frozen moment in time, one of the great stocks that I wrote about was Priceline.com. And how has Priceline done since then? I wrote an article maybe a month ago, my most recent one. I can't tell you how many articles I've written about Priceline.com. Now, a moment of truth. I don't own Priceline.com right now. It got away from me. I've owned it in the past, and I made a lot of money in it. Priceline went through about a year of non-performance. It dropped out of my top 250. It came roaring back this year, and I've waited for a chance to buy it, and I just have never pulled the trigger on it, much to my chagrin. But I'm sure others that have read my articles and get my newsletter and have my app, hopefully they've put this thing away. It's up $50 per share after earnings. It's hitting a new all-time high. Priceline is now a $50 billion company. You know what? Somebody had an idea. Is that entrepreneurship at its best? Is that capitalism at its best? Somebody had an idea. Name your own price. And Priceline.com, check this out. The returns of Priceline will absolutely blow you away. And this doesn't count the big move, the $50 move that the stock's making since their earnings report. Over the last 10 years, Priceline.com has delivered to investors 40% per year over the last 10 years. You do the math. What if you would have put $1,000 into Priceline 10 years ago and it would have multiplied, compounded at 40% per year? Do the math. Over the last 5 years, the pace has been even quicker. The pace at Priceline.com has been 58% per year. That's more than 11 times the returns of the market. Over the last 3 years, Priceline's been delivering 47% per year. Over the last 12 months, Priceline's up 66%. The market's up 21%. Priceline is one of the rare stocks in my database that gets an A-plus performance grade. And if you look at the shorter term here, it gets a momentum grade of A. That's the performance side of the equation. In fact, the first screens that I started doing on the market when I invented the app, looking for the ones, the big winners over the last decade, over the last 5 years, I was blown away by some of the stocks that rose to the top. Ross Stores, Dollar Tree, AutoZone, Priceline. These were not household names. And I wrote about many of those stocks in my book. In fact, very few of them were household names at the time. Now they're all talking about it. Look at the guys in their suits on CNBC talking about Priceline. Harumph. How come they don't have me? I'm the guy that's been writing the articles about it. Anyways, let's take a look now at the valuation of Priceline.com. No wonder CNBC's ratings are going into the tank. Priceline is a $46 billion company, like I said. You can look that up on the app. It's a large cap stock. It's for conservative growth investors. It's a large cap stock. It's almost a blue chip stock. Maybe it'll be in the Dow someday. I don't know. But it's $50 billion now. That's pretty significant. Let's take a look at the valuation of Priceline. I believe Priceline easily will be a $1,000 stock. I said it a year ago. I said it 2 years ago. Now there's a guy on CNBC in a three-piece suit saying it. I'm just wearing a polo shirt today. Priceline is $981 per share. It's $19 away from $1,000. And in fact, this past week, I wrote an article about another company that I said is on its way to $1,000. And it's at $635 right now. And I read some of the comments. Oh, that's the kiss of death. As soon as somebody says $1,000, that's the kiss of death. Yeah, we'll see. Priceline's almost at $1,000, $981. What do I have it valued at? This will blow you away. If Priceline continues to grow by the analyst estimates of 18% per year, you say, how can a company grow by 18% per year? That's doubling their earnings every 4 years. Well, over the last 5 years, Priceline's been growing by 53% per year. In other words, it's slowing down to 18% per year. If they can do that, and if they can maintain just a reasonable market multiple, I have a $1,700 target price on Priceline. I think it blows right through $1,000. $1,000 is nothing for Priceline. I'm talking 3 to 5 years from now, though. And, of course, a lot can happen along the way. If that growth slows down considerably, I mean, their most recent quarter here, their last four quarters have been 35% growth, 26% growth, and 25% growth. They need to maintain an 18% growth rate going forward over the next 5 years and just trade at a market multiple. And it could has the potential to be $1,500 plus. I have it at $1,700. Priceline gets a performance grade of A+. Priceline right now gets a value grade of B. But I got to figure that when I take a look at the new earnings estimates that come out on Priceline, I think we'll be raising our target price, and I think that value grade could be going up. Lastly, we look at the chart of the stock. Those are the three simple ingredients that I like. Am I asking too much? I want value, I want performance, and I want a healthy stock chart. You know, Priceline was in a sideways consolidation. You know when Priceline broke out? And when I, in retrospect, in 2020 hindsight, I should have bought the stock in late January. That's when it broke out. Priceline broke out. Out of about a one-year consolidation. That was the buy point. And Priceline then broke out, and then it went through a very dull 4, 5, 6 months, and I never bought it during that period of time. The second chance to buy Priceline was in that early May period when it seemed like a lot of big winners emerged. That's when NPSP emerged. That's when Centaurus emerged. That's when Dexcom emerged. That's when Priceline emerged, and it's never looked back. Now Priceline is $981 per share. It began the year at $600 per share. So far this year, Priceline, which is another thing I have on the app, how's it done so far this year? Can you tell me right off the top of your head? Look right at the app. Year-to-date performance, it's up 50.5% since the beginning of the year. Market's up about, 19? Not too bad. It passes the performance test with flying colors. A+. It passes the valuation test, and it passes the chart test. Out of 3,485 stocks in my app, Priceline is currently ranked number 20. And if we go back at the rank history, here's where I kick myself. 6 months ago, it was number 110. 3 months ago, it was number 166. 2 months ago, it was number 19. 1 month ago, it was number 10. 1 week ago, it was number 33. This is probably the best large cap stock in the market this year. Other than maybe MasterCard, which I do own. MasterCard's had a tremendous run. Priceline.com, one of the great stocks of the decade, not named Apple. Google my name and Priceline.com, and you'll see the many articles that I've written on the stock. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, President of Gunderson Capital Management. We wrote a few articles here this past week, not a lot, but our main article this week was on MasterCard, which has also been a big, huge winner in the market. One of the greatest IPOs of all time, in fact. From $40 in 2006 to $643. It's added $600 per share since its IPO price. Now, if Facebook were to do that, Facebook would be $638 7 years from now. We'll see. Good luck. Facebook is back to where it came public at $38 per share. So, you know what? It's not easy to run a company. Boy, there's a lot of obstacles out there in a company's way. There's things like competition. That's probably the biggest obstacle in your way as a company. Someone can come along and put you out of business. Look at all the little mom and pop hardware stores that used to dot our little towns, and now there's a Home Depot, wiped them all out. Competition is a very tough thing. MasterCard had a lot of competition. Priceline has lots of competition. You know, when it comes to travel, I don't know what these big online, the Expedias of the world, and Travelocity, and Kayak, and Priceline, I don't know what they've done to the little travel agent, but I gotta believe that it hasn't been a good thing for people that run little mom-and-pop travel agencies. But Priceline is not without competition. There's a lot of other publicly traded companies that do something very similar to what Priceline does. But what separates Priceline from the rest of them? I don't know. You know, the only thing I can figure is management. What else could it be? Number one, they must have a product that people like using. It must be something that people really enjoy and find useful, and they use it a lot, and there's a lot of people that use it. Obviously, to become a $50 billion company, it doesn't just happen. But you know what? You can have a great product. You can have the best product around. But if you don't get the word out, if you don't advertise your product, nobody's ever going to know about it. Priceline somehow hooked up with Shatner many years ago. I don't know this for a fact, but I've heard that Shatner has made more money, way more money, from his Priceline shares that he was given as their spokesman than he ever made being a actor. During his Star Trek days and during his movie days. But Priceline obviously did something different than the rest. And they had management that knew how to grow a company. You see, that's my problem with an IPO right at the beginning. The management hasn't really proven themselves yet. Zuckerberg has not really proven to me that he can rack up 40% gains for my shareholders over the next 10 years, like Priceline did. I haven't seen that acumen or that potential in Facebook or Zuckerberg. I know Facebook's had a couple of good weeks here. But boy, I'm telling you, I mean, it's back to its its offering price. So, you know, hey, I hope they can turn into a big winner over time, but I'll wait until they prove it to me, until they get a little bit of a track record going for them. I mean, the odds of them reproducing what a Priceline has done or what a MasterCard has done or what an Apple has done has been pretty, the odds are pretty long. You know, in high school and in college, they should study these companies. I hope they do. I was never taught about these successful companies. I can tell you that. I had to discover all of this on my own. And I went to some pretty good schools and had some pretty good teachers. How come they never taught me about these great successful companies and how they became successful? You know, that would be very valuable information. Now, you don't have to become a $50 billion company to run a successful company. We've got a guy here in San Diego, downtown San Diego. He owns one restaurant. Just one. They're open from 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. in the afternoon. They're not even open for dinner. They close at 2 o'clock. And he runs a very successful. There's a line down the block to eat at Richard Walker's breakfast house, which is just like one block from me. Why are they good? You know what? They pay attention to detail. They have great service. Everything they serve is of the highest quality. My wife can't believe that there's still a restaurant that serves real cream, real whipping cream to dump into whatever, your cereal or whatever. They serve quality ingredients at a reasonable price. They execute very well. That I call a successful company. Other places I can go to and say, this place will be out of business in a year. I'll try it out. Say, they're just blowing it everywhere. It's dirty. The food's mediocre. The service is surly. I don't need this. I can get that at home. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I can just say this company would, you know, if you want to start a business, write me an email and I'll give you a few tips on starting business. I've observed over the years, in my opinion, 90% of businesses that are ever started are set up to fail right from the beginning. Whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a hotel, whether it's a dry cleaners, whether it's, you know, whatever the restaurant or whatever the business is. I just think there's a few simple guidelines that you have to follow to have a successful business. And, of course, Priceline, I can't think of a better example than Priceline, than MasterCard, than Apple, and Richard Walker's Pancake House. So there you go. Anyways, if you'd like to get my newsletter, we send it out every week. We had three of the biggest winners in the market this week in a 25-stock portfolio. That's pretty doggone good and commendable. I don't know where we stand right now. I do the math today. I type in all the current prices. I put in any changes we've made during the week, and you judge it for yourself. PWStreet.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.